he knows who he is. He knows where he is at that early point in his life. Like, he understands kind of where he fits. And I think a lot of people were at that time, especially young black men, were ready to hear that. We're kind of ready to have a champion to say the things that either, you know, you couldn't articulate yourself, or you weren't in a position in your life to be able to say those things. He would just say them. Mm-hmm. And you were like, yes, yes, somebody should have been saying that.
Yeah, and Tupac ended up having a huge audience and following, not just in the United States, but around the world. Let's just briefly talk about some of his most popular songs, like what he's known for and how these songs sort of represent all of the dimensions of him.
I think the two that stand out the most to me are Dear Mama and Keep Your Head Up. I think because they're such heartfelt songs that tap into listeners' emotions.
And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man.
Yeah, and in Dear Mama, it's autobiographical, right? He's talking about his mom, right?
Right, and also, like, he talks about the pain without embarrassing his mother, right? Without shaming her for whatever she's gone through. Like, he, at the end, he still loves her. He holds her up. You know, his mother raised him, and he was sort of raised with the ideals of the Black Panther Party. Changes is another song.
Get it back to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. Don't ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other.
It's like social commentary that one, right? He's broadening it out.
And he's right. He's thinking about how to improve the world.
Mm. I mean, it's like impactful, but it's also interesting that it's coming from an artist like Tupac, because he also had other types of songs, right? Like party anthems or songs about violence or misogynistic lyrics, right?
Yeah, and I think, to be honest, most of his stuff actually fits in this bucket where it's like really heartfelt. But you're right. You got California Love, which to this day, party anthem. You got Hit 'Em Up, which is battle rap, right? Him just going at Biggie Smalls.
First off, in the click you claim, West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I f***ed your wife. We bust on bad boys.
He was prolific, and he had range. He could do just about any type of hip-hop.